Fines, whistleblower complaint. I'm Barbara Cusack. The CDC has started sending out new testing guidelines to healthcare workers after a U.S. patient contracted the coronavirus and left medical authorities no clues as to where it came from. In California, Solano County, Health Officer Dr. Bella Matias said they're retracing the steps of the Northern California woman.
In order to allow us to investigate this incident more effectively and more efficiently, have declared a local public health emergency here in the county.
Meanwhile, a Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower is seeking federal protection after complaining that more than a dozen workers who received the first Americans evacuated from Wuhan, China, lacked proper training or protective gear for coronavirus infection control. Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The complaint says they had not been either properly trained with personal protective equipment or didn't receive personal protective equipment in some cases. The complaint also says that these concerns had been raised even before they were deployed to go meet these passengers coming in, that the complaints were not addressed at that time.
The global count of people sickened by the coronavirus now exceeds 82,000. Stocks slid into correction today on coronavirus fears, with the Dow dropping nearly 1,200 points. Former mayor of Baltimore Catherine Pugh was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for the fraud scheme involving her children's book series, Healthy Holly.
I know that the justice system is set up to protect those who violate the system and those who criminalize the system. And so as one who's gone through this, you know, I don't wish this on anybody. Again, I'm apologetic to the citizens of Baltimore.
An airstrike by Syrian government forces in Syria's northwest Idlib region killed 29 Turkish soldiers and seriously wounded others. Nearly a million civilians have been displaced in Idlib near the Turkish border since December. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? And have you thought about taking a supplement to improve your memory, but would like to hear from a pharmacist first? Now there is good news. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand, so you can safely take care of yourself with confidence. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. 2019 Pharmacy Times Survey. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
New York City is trying to get drivers to turn their engines off instead of idling and polluting, and they're getting a celebrity's assist.
Hey, New York, Billy Idol here, rock star and environmentalist. If you're not driving, shut your damn engine off.
The platinum-haired British-American star of 80s MTV led a crowd chanting, "Shut it off," when the campaign was announced at City Hall. Well, the law already prohibits idling longer than 3 minutes or just 1 minute in front of a school. The problem is getting drivers to comply.
Don't clog our lungs with your car fumes. Billy never idles, so why should you? Shut it off.
I'm Evan Haining.
Some key Kobe Bryant memorabilia, including two of his Lakers uniforms and cement handprints from his induction into the Grauman's Chinese Theater Hall of Fame Gallery, are going up for sale in April. Julian's Auction said the items would be up for sale on April 30th as part of its annual sports auction. Barbara Cusack.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5522 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5522. Enjoy.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect clear skies tonight. It will be cold with temperatures in the mid-30s at daybreak. For Friday, sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 60s. And the outlook for Saturday, sunny and mild with high temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Super Tuesday. Let your voice be heard. Then listen for the updates, recap, and analysis. FM Talk has enlisted the assistance of the best political pundits in Alabama to unwrap the results of your votes locally. The AL1 congressional race. Will there be a runoff for the U.S. Senate seat? Sean Sullivan and Jeff Poor host election night coverage presented by the Craig Smith Agency with new lower auto insurance rates beginning when the polls close at 7 on FM Talk, FM Talk 106.5. Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night, it's 8 p.m., and you're right where you should be in front of your radio to hear the news. Excuse me, I had a frog in my throat here. Hear the news, the side story, the back story. Find out what's really going on. Get through all the fake news. That's why you're at Common Sense Radio. And you can get us at TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. You can stream it at fmtalk1065.com. Or just listen to it in your truck radio out behind the garage so your wife doesn't know what you're doing. But you can get the straight skinny right here in Common Sense Radio. And here we are every week. And you were probably, some of you were wondering, after Mardi Gras, would we be able to get on the air? Mark will not tolerate any bleary-eyed electrons. He has had them on a strict regimen since Ash Wednesday morning so that they would be ready to fire out at his command, at his will. He will not let Mardi Gras interrupt this broadcast for anything. So those electrons are sober, fresh, and coming to you because we have the best award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, and yes, ladies, he's single, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words.
That's right. The electrons aren't appreciating it. You cut off their party.
Yeah.
But, hey, they're there. The airwaves are coming to you. We appreciate it. And I know that some of you might be worried with this raucous post-Mardi Gras beginning here that we are without adult supervision, but we do. We have adult supervision. Our director of quality assurance is in the studio. She's here, our co-host, executive producer, head of the research department, Gold Star wife, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here, Pete.
In the studio.
We survived another Mardi Gras.
And we did. We survived another Mardi Gras, and I know everybody is. That's the good thing about Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Everybody is ready for Ash Wednesday. You don't have to be Catholic, but you are ready Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
You're ready for the parades
you
to be over,
something
the moon pies.
You could give up for Lent.
And, yeah.
You can think of things.
Oh,
even if you're not Catholic, you could still think.
You want to give up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you give up stuff?
I always just think about it.
Oh, you think about it. I'm actually trying to give up stuff.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see how we go.
It.
We're trying to do better. Hey, we're very fortunate in that we have a surprise in-studio guest who came by and we're going to talk about this in the show at some point. So since he just happened to drop in on us, we want to say hello to our Mobile County Commissioner, Jerry Carl.
Hey, Pete.
How are you doing
I'm
tonight?
I'm great, and I gave up broccoli.
You gave up broccoli
gave up
for
broccoli
Lent?
For Lent.
You ought to be able to do that. I think you'll be able to stick with it. I gave up chocolate, but I always give up chocolate.
Oh, white or dark?
Any kind of chocolate. I love chocolate, but
okay.
I gave it up. So
all right.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Well, look, we're glad that you're here. We're going to talk. We're going to recap some of the stuff because there's Amendment 1 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There's your race, the Senate race, and we're going to get into those and kind of wanted to put it out. And we always run out of time because, you know, we talk about what silly stuff like coronavirus or presidential debates or whatever. Silly stuff like that. But we never get to local stuff.
We could have our own miniature debate right here if we all talk
we really
at the same time. Let's try it one time on the count of three. Just everybody say whatever's on your mind. You can talk now.
Please. Oh, we just started talking now.
Talking about it wherever you want to see.
We will be talking about coronavirus.
So if you missed the debate, you've got it right here. So, waving hands over here.
So, there you go.
That's it.
That was a replay of Monday night's, was it Monday or Tuesday night, whatever night it was, Democrat debate. That was a replay.
That was it.
Now you know what happened. Everybody was just talking at the same time. But, no, we got a lot of races. So, Commissioner, you're on the campaign trail. And is there anything you want to share with us about how, you know, the campaigning and how it's going? Because you're out there in the trenches every day fighting for votes.
Well, we are, and this campaign's been going on for almost a year, almost 15 months, if I had to go back to the very beginning. But things are really beginning to develop fast. We've spent a lot of money on TV. So now I can walk in restaurants and people look at me and go, I know him from somewhere. Yeah, so now that I have my name on my shirt, it's easy. You know, I'm like a postcard. I get, you know where to mail me back.
Right.
But it's really been fun. We've been over in Baldwin County all day today. We'll be there tomorrow. Working restaurants, just calling on people, knocking on some doors, and just doing what grassroots campaign that I've always used to running.
Yeah, no, that's good, and it's good. It's fun meeting the people. I mean, it actually heartens you about America when you actually meet actual citizens and you talk to them. And that's why I want to make sure the folks out there know you can text us at 251-343-0106 or call if you have a question or comment for Commissioner Carl here. So we saw that the race is shaping up. The vote was finally coming next Tuesday. WKRG did a poll last week, about 1 week ago. Pretty sizable poll, 2,000 respondents. So that's pretty good. And they had you in the lead with 29, Bill Hightower 21, Pringle with 13. And I don't know, I didn't see if they scored the others or not.
They gave him five points. They rounded them off. But the interesting thing about that poll is 32% undecided, and that's huge. That could make or break any of the candidates, and, of course, that's what we're really hustling, trying to get. We're very strong in Mobile County. Our numbers look strong here. In Baldwin County is where you know, our focus needs to be, especially if we're going to get our 50% plus.
And that's where the money comes in. That actually kind of ties in my column this week is, can Americans be bought? And it's about the overwhelming money that Bloomberg is going to put into it. But the point I'm getting at is you have to have money in these campaigns because you can't knock on 700,000 doors.
No, you can't.
I mean, even in 5 years, you can't knock on 700,000 doors.
In this race, between the five of us, there will be something close to 3 million plus spent. And that's ridiculous. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Why is it that much altogether?
Well, yeah, we will have raised and spent. Well, by the time you hire staff and you hire people to actually run things, TV is a huge part of it. Radio is a huge part of it. Everyone wants their money up front. No line of credit. You know,
right.
No one trusts the politicians, as the old saying goes.
You got to pay cash.
Yep, that's it.
Once burned, twice shy.
That's right. And I get it. I understand it. A loser hates to pay his bills. But it's gotten very expensive, very expensive. So
but that's my point is that and this isn't a knock on the voters. People are busy, but the majority of voters, you just said 32% are decided, they're not really paying attention until the last 2 or 3 weeks. That's why if you're not on radio and TV and putting stuff in their mailbox, that's you got to get their attention the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I think most people are just so burnt out. I mean, they're tired of all this foolishness going on with the Democrat Party, you know, trying to sink Trump, and they're burnt out. They're tired. Social media is constantly pushing articles at them about, you know, political articles, and people are just tired. In the last 2 weeks, they'll wake up and say, "Oh, well, we need to vote on somebody," and you know, they're getting more involved and in gear, and that's a great thing. I wish, you know, for the last year, some of these folks we could have reached out and. Probably done a little better job with, but most people really aren't interested until the last month.
Right. Now, that's why you have to have the money to reach them when they're starting to pay attention, and that's kind of what my column was, is got to do that. But I don't think the people can be bought either. They're gonna make a choice. They may not have listened to all the debates. They may not analyze all the policy positions, but you know what? They get a gut feeling. They decide who they think can do the job, and the most important thing, who can they trust?
And I think it's who they can actually carry on a conversation with. Who, And you can call it trust. You can call it, you know, a lot of things. But it's you know, who can they relate to? You know, it's may not be the best looking. It may not be the smartest one in the room. But there's something they can relate to.
Well, good for you is not the best looking one.
Well, I'm okay with that. You know, I've got this round fat face. It's what God gave me. It wouldn't hurt me to lose a few pounds, but I gave up broccoli.
Up broccoli. That should help.
What else?
That should help.
And I did bring you chocolate tonight, by the way.
Wait, is that white chocolate?
That's white chocolate.
Oh, you, oh God.
Okay.
Teresa, eat those.
Anyway, I would I would appreciate everyone getting out voting Tuesday. Obviously voting for myself, and I find it quite hilarious, the guy that's running against Donald Trump. It really didn't click in my mind till today when I was reading the ballot. There's actually someone running against Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. You mean William Weld?
Yes.
The former governor of Massachusetts?
Wow. What was he thinking?
Well, I know. It's just amazing that he's still in it. You don't hear anything about it. But, I mean, they obviously spent some money to get on the ballot. So.
Yeah.
But you don't hear it. I mean,
I don't know how that happens.
Until you saw the sample ballot, you go, what? There's somebody running against Trump in the primary?
He had to pay in every state.
In every state. So there was some money. Somebody put some money in that. So we know who that would be. That'd be like the Club for Growth or somebody like that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, well.
Those are the original Never Trumpers. So where's their website? Where's your website where people get more information?
Jerry Carl for Congress, or look us up on Facebook. Jerry Carl for Congress also on Facebook. Like us. Join us. Please be a part of it. By all means, get out and vote next Tuesday. 5 days away, and vote for Jerry Carl, the guy with the two first names.
There you go. There it is. Thank you for dropping by. We appreciate you coming in the studio and visiting with us. We very seldom get visitors. We're usually quarantined like we were in Wuhan, China here.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. There he goes. And we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you are looking for a church home, I've got the place for you. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Look, it is a great Bible-teaching church, a Bible-believing church. They got a good conservative pastor. They will teach you the Word of God as intended. You can feel comfortable. You don't have to worry about any of that New Age nonsense getting in there. It is the inerrant Word of God. And great a fellowship there, a warm congregation that'll welcome you, and you'll feel at home there. Check them out this Sunday. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They're just south of I-10 and north of Highway 90 in downtown Theodore. Check them out this Sunday, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. All right, we're talking about the Alabama 1 district, got the Senate race coming. There's some judges mm-hmm. on the ballot. County commissioners are on the ballot, and I said Amendment 1. And I wanted to open up to see if there was any calls or texts. We did get a text about, I guess one of the mailers had a flaw on it. Poor guy. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, somebody sent that in. We won't embarrass him with it. But let's go to line one. LD, the mad trucker, what do you got for us?
Hey, two quick things, Pete, if you don't mind. Number one, you people out there, when you come up on the interstate and there's a truck on the side of the road, or there's a car, or there's a wrecker, or there's a state trooper, we have a move over law. You need to move over.
Mm-hmm.
My son's a state trooper. I don't know if I ever told y'all that.
I didn't know that.
Two of his friends have already been rear-ended in an accident site where truckers and other people just do not move over. For God's sakes, people, move over.
Move over, okay? Yes. It's very dangerous to be on the side of the interstate.
Right. And please use your turn signals when you're moving.
Yes. And Jerry Carl, I wish I had a dollar for every time I saw that ad. And my wife, and when I looked over there, my wife, I'd say, he's just Jerry. So that was a super, super ad that guy put out. And Mrs. LD's a smart lady, a whole lot smarter than I am.
Well, I have to tell a story on that. They brought in all these people to put this campaign together, and they're talking to me. They're trying to tell me what to say, what to act, and what to do. And finally I said, look, I'm just Jerry. I can't be all these things you want me to be. And they kind of picked up on it. That's where the Just Jerry started. I'm Just Jerry.
It's freaking awesome. You did a great job on that campaign ad. I say it all the time. But the main thing is Mrs. LD's a smart lady. She's a whole lot smarter than me. And she did the research. And I have to admit, Mr. Carl, you've got the highest. You got her. If she's going to vote for you, I'm going to vote for you. So,
all right. I like that.
There you go. You got the LD the man trucker. That's all you need.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And there he goes down the road. I think he's heading north. And I don't know.
I hope he's not heading south from here.
Can't go far.
Can't go far.
Nope. Can't go far. All right. We had another caller, but they dropped off. They didn't. I mean, I think some people still get freaked out that we don't have a call screener because we're a very low budget operation here. And so if you call in, we just put you on hold. So if you can hear us, that doesn't mean we're ignoring you. It's just we'll get to you at the next break. Did you want to chime in on anything about Amendment 1? Or you?
No, I'm strictly. I'd simply say I'm against it. I don't. I think turning anything over to any branch of the government's a foolish idea.
Right.
We the people need to have a voice in it.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Amendment 1 would literally fire the currently elected state school board, send them home, and then the governor would appoint the school board, state school board, and her appointments would have to be approved by the Senate. And I've had some people talk to me, you know, it works for the state, Alabama State Docs, State Port Authority. Mm-hmm. That's an appointed board. But to me, that's a very different board. That's a board that has to do with the port, commerce. It's very focused on that. Education, there's not a lot of consensus about education across the state. There's a lot of controversy. And I agree, turning this over to the state, no. Mm-hmm. The people need to have a voice. And the other thing, the backstory, and everybody should know, the state is the one who's doubled down on Common Core. We've been fighting Common Core for 10 years now. And all this does is ends that fight because it'll all be handled by the governor. And then the other thing you got to remember, folks, a day will come. And I know that most of you cannot believe this in the state of Alabama, but a day will come. We might have a Democrat governor again. Then what are you going to do?
Well, even now with a Republican governor, you know, Governor Ivey is not the most popular.
No. You want to turn
governor
it over to her?
I mean, it's just the
cronies. Hey,
look, I am opposed to anything that takes power away from the people.
Right.
We are a government. We self-government. And, you know, when you give up that power, you're giving up a part of what makes us Americans, what makes us Alabamians.
Right.
You know, do not cede your power to some centralized organization, whether it be Montgomery, whether it be Washington. We've already done enough of it, and you see the problems we got.
Right.
I mean, think about, like, just the toll and the bridge debacle, and, I mean, are people that thrilled with Kay Ivey's?
Yeah, the way the leadership
and power
on the
right
on
now.
The, on Al
that's why we really don't want
to hand
her anymore.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah,
and if you get the day you get a Democrat governor, don't think crazy stuff happens. I got one of my notes in here. I was going to bring it up later, but in Wisconsin, there are parents suing the school districts in Wisconsin because the school district there's a school district up there in Madison that has a policy that students can change their gender identity at school without informing the parents or parents' consent. So you can send Johnny to school, he can get there and slip into a dress and run around as little Susie all day, and you don't know.
Right. Can't legally change your name till you're 18.
Right.
Anywhere.
You can't legally do a whole lot of stuff. They can't give you an aspirin or anything without parents' consent. And actually, I think that's crazy. I think that's going to come back on them because there's going to be some serious liability there. Anyway, look, let's see. We got a brave soul has called in. Who do we have?
You got Bubba from Bama here, Pete.
Bubba from Bama. What do you got from us, Bubba from Bama?
Well, I'd like to ask, I guess, Jerry now. We call him Jerry.
Just Jerry.
What is his take on the coal ash pond with Alabama Power and how that should be handled? And secondly, status of the new athletic complex, the soccer complex off Halls Mill Road, And thirdly, if I think about a year ago, was the county involved in any way, shape, or form in that quilt project in Saraland? And I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate it.
The quilt project's an easy one. We were not involved in that. We were early on in that it was brought to us, and we did all get a presentation on what the project was about, but it never made it far enough with us for us to get really any involvement at all. The soccer project, the second thing, we're on Halls Mill Road. We have two fields that are actually completed. They're not usable yet, but they are completed, and I know the third one's under construction. And you know, that project started, it was in $26-28 million was the cost, and it's down now to around $5-5.5 million, and it's going to grow as we can grow with it, which I was never against the soccer project. I was against the cost of it and how it was going to actually be built. I didn't feel like we needed Taj Mahal. We needed something we could actually grow with. And that's what we compromised on, and that's what we've got, and I'm very proud of that. The ash pond issue, you know, I think that's probably going to wind up in court. I think we all need to be very careful on pointing fingers. I've been up there. I've gone through the tour. I've met with the environmental groups. I've expressed my concern. And also, I've expressed my sensitivity that we need to be a little bit careful with that, in that we need to make sure it's done right. But let's don't get in a hurry just to throw it against the wall and see where it sticks. I think we really need to do a little more research and encourage the power company to formulate a good plan that will work for everyone. And I don't know that moving all that material is the answer. I'm not an expert on it, never will be an expert on it. But moving that much material any distance scares me to death. So I would really like that to be vetted thoroughly.
And there's experts that can figure this stuff out. And it may be just sealing it in place or something. I don't know, but moving something.
Well, there's several options, and it seems like no one likes any of the options that are being presented. And it's going to take people that actually know a lot about it to come up with it.
And you'd be amazed. And I don't know if they have that on them, but because I deal with some of the petrochemical industry on stuff, they're actually very good at figuring out how to use their waste products to do something with them, not just throw them away, but find a way to use them for something. And, you know, I got to believe at some point somebody's going to figure out some way that they can be used for something.
Well, I reached out to the concrete companies to see if they could actually use that ash in concrete. They can. But it is a long time being used up. There's a lot of ash that's there, and that's really the problem, is the sheer volume that's there.
Right.
Alabama Power put it down according to the rules and regulations, and our environmental laws and our environmental attitudes have changed over the time. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
No, there's a lot of stuff we used to do.
Oh, yeah, and I'm ashamed to admit some of it. But
I mean, back in the day, you know, you changed your oil and
poured it down the fence line.
That's right. Poured down the fence line.
We're smarter than that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you mean you can't do that?
Kills those weeds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
And just about everything else.
It's good for a dog with mange, too, right? Well, it's good for a lot of stuff.
I remember that one.
Yeah, we used to do that, too. All right. Well, I guess we're out of time for this segment, and we will be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bringing aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts. And they've been very busy. That's your headquarters for dry fit custom made shirts, but also banners and yard signs and big signs and promotional materials. And you're probably seeing their signs all over the place. Whatever you see. Political signs everywhere, actually. And Greg Callahan, I think, is running for mayor of Tillman's Corner. I think you're going to start seeing those signs, too. So make sure you look
pretty
for
good.
That. But look, you got to go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz. They can help you dry fit custom-made shirts, signs, banners, promotional materials, all of it. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
You know, one of the things I've continually talked about during the past few years was how impressive this young generation of Americans really is. And everywhere I've gone in this country, I've been moved to see their interest in our nation and in the issues before us. In fact, I'd like to tell a story about when one of our ambassadors visited an American armored cavalry regiment stationed on the NATO line in Germany. He returned to his helicopter, and as he did so, he was followed by a young 19-year-old soldier. The soldier asked him if he could get a message to the president. And the ambassador said, well, sometimes getting messages to the president was part of his job. And the soldier then said, well, will you tell him we're proud to be here and we ain't scared of nothing? Well, a while ago, the ambassador was in Washington and he told me the sequel to that incident. I'd repeated the story in a talk program, and there in that base in, it was on the Voice of America. And there in that base in Germany, the young soldier heard that broadcast and knew that I'd received the message. His commanding officer said that he ran down the company street yelling, "The system works, the system works." And that's why all of you are here today and giving so generously of your time. You want all young Americans to know that what the young soldier knew, that the system does work. But you also want them to know something else that soldier knew, and that is that democracy takes time and personal effort. And that's why we're dedicated to the goals of Vote America.
And that is from April 15th, 1988. It was a lunch for Vote America. Back in the 80s, believe it or not, they were working hard to get young people to vote, which I don't. I'm kind of opposed to that.
I'm not so sure that was a great
sure
idea.
I'm not young people to vote, and I picked it partly to go with the column. Can Americans be bought? Which I don't think they can, because I think they're smart enough to know that if somebody's trying to you know be too slick with the advertising and put one over on them. But I picked this one also to highlight against the Democrat presidential front runner, Bernie Sanders, is talking about young Americans who believe in the system. The system works, and how he's talking about how it takes a time and a personal effort to contribute to the system, to the experiment of self-government.
Yeah.
It's not sitting on your social media and just posting and whining about, I want everything free. I want you, rich people, to pay for my health care. I want you to pay for my college. I want you to just subsidize my existence. Mm-hmm. No, you have to get out and participate. You don't have to just earn. You need to participate, contribute to the community. Sitting there and sniping on social media is not contributing.
I'm going to put a plug in for the History Channel, their recent three episodes of a show called Washington. It's about the story of George Washington.
George Washington,
excellent.
Yes.
I'm a history buff of sorts, and I thought I knew pretty much a lot about George Washington.
Right.
I learned a lot of things
really
about his early years and about his presidency.
Was it done well? Because sometimes I'm suspicious of those guys.
Yeah, I think it was done pretty well. There were a lot of historians and professors who gave commentary throughout. Bill Clinton was one who gave some commentary. I thought very, very
Bill
nice.
Clinton?
George Colin Powell was also, one of the commentators as well.
Right.
I thought it was done very well. It was,
Okay, I'm going to watch it now because you
series,
said.
But go to the History Channel and history.com and
you can
stream it. It's three parts. It's about a total of 5 hours, well, I guess.
And we need the young people to watch this.
That was my point in that, you know, so many people have no idea what was involved in forming this country and how bleak at times
it looked.
It wasn't a situation where everybody in the colonies, the 13 colonies, was all in favor of, you know, we're going to have us a revolution and get rid. I mean, they were English citizens. They were English subjects.
Right. There's a lot of royalists. They wanted to stay with the crown.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They didn't just all of a sudden get together and redistribute all the wealth, and everybody had, you know, free tea and ale and all that. It didn't work that way.
No, it didn't work that way.
People had to work for what they had. And people want, and that's actually the point from back then, which is really part of the American, people wanted to work for themselves.
Yes.
They wanted they wanted the opportunity to provide for themselves. That was the difference from being in Europe where you had, you know, serfdoms where, you know, it was like sort of like sharecroppers. You know, you worked for the local duke and duchess or baron or whatever, and they took a share because you were on their land. They were, you were here. This is American dream. You got your own 40 acres. You farmed your own 40 acres. You kept your own stuff. You built your own castle. Mm-hmm. That's the American dream, and nobody could tell you what to do with it.
Yeah. As things keep ramping up, and you hear, I've heard all sides, but, you know, oh, it'll be a landslide. Trump will, you know, squash Bernie. But it was Charlie Kirk at CPAC brought up the point.
Yes.
Do not underestimate. It's hard to compete with free. Now, you and I all know why the mouse thought the cheese was free.
Right.
Yeah. We in this room get that. But you got to remember, there's a lot in this younger generation. Their parents have not taught them. And I think between now and November, it would do well for everyone who does understand the danger of socialism. The reason, you know, you think about the Vietnam War was fought over communism.
Right.
And Bernie is a communist.
Right.
Yes.
So we need to just go back to some History 101. I always talk about those PragerU videos are some of the best, easy teaching tools. If you know a young person, if you don't really know how to explain why is socialism so bad, you know.
No.
Learn and then teach someone because you know what it. Again,
but that was in my notes. Yeah. How do you compete with free?
Yeah,
well,
and don't underestimate that because I kind of think we're not quite at the tipping point. Or at least I'm praying we're not, and that you know Bernie is not going. But we're maybe only a generation away from that if we keep doing what we're doing and teaching our children the same way. And it's kind of like the old story. I'm sure everybody's heard about the kids in the school government running for the class president, and the one got up there and had these, you know, about how we're going to change recess and and we're going to do some different policies about grades and had all these policy things, and then the next one came up and said and brought in ice cream for everybody. Here's ice cream.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure there's more ice cream at lunch. Who got voted in?
Yeah.
The ice cream.
The ice cream candidate, right? Because they came in and gave away ice cream.
You want to read something scary? Go back and read, I can't remember, I just saw it flash by me, Nikita Khrushchev, premier of the Soviet Union in the 60s, read his statements. You know, we're not going to have to do anything. We'll feed you a little bit of socialism, a little bit at a time, and before you know it, you know, you all be communists.
That's right.
We won't have to do anything.
We will bury you without firing a shot.
Read his speech. It's so frightening and very prophetic.
Right.
Very prophetic. And so you can't discount Bernie. I mean, I kind of still think if Bernie's the guy, Trump wins in a complete landslide. But that may be this election, maybe not next election in 4 years.
So
I mean, we're dangerously close, and it might be close.
Yeah.
We're dangerously close.
Because you got to remember who the media is complicit with
We got somebody trying to call in?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's see. Let's be brave. See who we got on the line.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. Who's this?
Sharon. And I was wondering, in the first part of the program, which I missed, did you talk about Amendment 1?
Yes, we did. We did.
Good.
Did you have a question about Amendment 1?
No, I've been talking to people, and people did not know that it took away the right to vote for their member of the school board.
That's right. It takes away your right to vote. Amendment 1 literally fires the current elected state school board, sends them home, and from now on, they will be appointed by the governor, and the citizens will no longer have the right or opportunity to vote for their state school board members.
Do you know if the Tea Party will be putting out any radio announcements?
I don't know if they are going to have any radio announcements. They might. They really on a shoestring budget. They don't have a lot of money, but they do have a Facebook page, Common Sense Campaign.
And Jim Ziegler is also, he voiced some spots.
So there may be some spots
against
coming.
Against
Amendment 1.
It's been running for a few
weeks now.
Yeah,
I think there may be a few
at least
ads
on this radio station.
But the Tea Parties don't have a lot of money. But they actually do scrape together some and run some ads.
Good. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in, Ms. Sharon. All right. Does anybody want to make any prognostications about the Senate race? Since we're on local politics? I'm going to go. I'm ready to step in it.
Well, sure.
I'll step in it.
There's going to be a runoff.
I think there'll be a runoff. But I'm going to step in it. And everybody, the conventional wisdom out there is that Senator Sessions is the de facto incumbent and that he's going to come in first. And it's a matter of who's in the runoff with him. So now I might be totally wrong and y'all can laugh at me next week, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I've been saying it now for a month. My prediction is that poor Jeff Sessions doesn't make the runoff. I'm gonna be bold. He doesn't make the
you're
runoff.
You're predicting a Tuberville Byrne runoff?
Probably. That's
interesting.
And I will say that because I believe Jeff Sessions has been losing ground since he announced.
Yeah.
Here's why I believe it. He announced, end of October, November time frame. And from the time he announced, he was in the 40s already, which an incumbent should never be below 50 if you consider him an incumbent. Mm-hmm. And he's been losing ground ever since, going
down,
down, down.
Started the negative ads.
Started
That's
some negative
bad
ads.
Time.
People don't like that. He also did the thing, I'm not running, and then you get in late, and people don't like switching.
Yeah.
You know, they really don't like it when somebody says, I'm not running, and then all of a sudden you come back, and then you go around asking people who have already made commitments. They don't like that's awkward. And then here's the real thing. Alabama's a Trump state. We have the highest favorability for Trump in Alabama. I have a hard time believing that all of the really devoted Trump supporters in this state are going to go to the poll and pull a lever for the guy they think did a disservice. Some of them think he betrayed the president. Some of them think he disappointed the president, did this. I just have a hard time.
Regardless of whether he was correct or incorrect.
Incorrect.
The perception is.
Is he did a disservice to the president.
You agree with the comic cowboys.
The comic
there
cowboys.
There was one of those. Right? But it's pretty true.
After 20 years, I got to believe, I don't think he's going to get there.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll find out Tuesday.
And y'all call in and laugh at me next week.
Yeah. Sean.
Or you will bow before the new political prophet.
And Sean Sullivan and Jeff Poore will be hosting Super Fat Tuesday election coverage.
The election
Tuesday
night,
getting
doing
underway
live?
At 7 o'clock. Yes, they'll be here.
I heard the promo for that, and they said, we've got the best political minds. And I noted they didn't ask me.
Best political pundits.
Wait.
Pundits.
Oh. Best political. And they didn't ask me.
Wow. Well.
You might be pressed into service yet. You never know.
I don't think so. All right. We're over the break. We'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and I guess my big prophetic announcement wasn't that earth-shattering because nobody called or texted at 251-343-0106. That could be.
Maybe everybody agrees.
They just agreed. That's right. So I don't know. Nobody's texted. So we will take your silence as acquiescence and agreement.
Yes.
So that's okay. We'll move on. There's a couple items I wanted to get out because so many things move through so quickly. This last week, an appeals court finally upheld for Trump. Because remember, some federal judge somewhere said he can't withhold money from sanctuary cities? Because they're literally violating the law, right?
Right, yeah.
Right.
And as everybody knows, federal money usually comes with conditions.
Oh, yeah.
There's conditions, and especially if you violate the law. So finally, an appeals court has upheld and said that Trump can withhold money from sanctuary cities. So look for that to start changing. And then this one kind of disappoints me that we're 3 years in and it said administration insiders say the Pentagon or Trump is finally going to clean house at the Pentagon and get rid of the Never Trumpers. They just fired one guy, head guy. And I forget what his name was, Rude. Was it John Rude? Something like that. But anyway, he was one of the top guys. He was the lead guy for defense policy. He was a Never Trumper working against the president. Why is he still here 3 years later?
Yeah.
That kind of disturbs me that that's still going on there. Already said that one. We already did all of those. Okay, let's go back real quick to the Democratic debate. And
goodness.
Here's the one thing. This goes back to whether we're at the tipping point.
Yeah.
They're so, the Democrats are so afraid of Bernie Sanders. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to say socialism is not good.
Yeah.
Some of the Democrats are. They haven't said that for the last 20 years.
Funny.
But some of them now are going, well, you know, socialism isn't that good. And no, we don't want to do that. I mean, Rahm Emanuel said the low primary turnout is a flashing yellow light.
Yeah.
That we've got a problem. And if you put Bernie up there,
isn't it ironic and funny? You know, I grew up in church, and I remember the fire and brimstone preachers. They'd always say, you know, sin will take you further than you when you go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Yep. I feel like the Democrats, you know, they're getting a big healthy dose of that. They've courted this for years. And here it is, what they asked for.
What they asked for, they got it.
Now what's the problem? Well, there you go. It's a little more than they bit off a little more than they could chew.
Keeping them
but the irony is just
and now this it's going to be curious to see because supposedly because you know he doubled down on love on his Castro love,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Right.
You know, as long as we teach you to read, we can imprison you and torture you, but you can read. That's a good thing, right?
You can read.
So but apparently, because of that, Joe Biden supposedly has lurched into the lead in Florida. And he's supposedly leading in South Carolina, and they're saying he's going to do better. Bernie's going to take Colorado and Virginia, and maybe Biden takes – I don't know. I'm very suspicious that the polls are actually trying to shape it. Mm. I'm not really sure they're reflecting it. They're trying to lead it to go, yeah, no, Biden is going to win. You need to vote for Biden. He's going to win.
Well, you know, they always talk about – the Democrats always talk about, you know, we're the party of the common person. We have the Big Ten where everything's open. Of course, we all know that is not true.
No.
All you have to do is go into the tent and try and speak something that is –
like pro-life.
Contrary to their...
Pro-life.
Exactly.
And
we can pick a whole lot
of things.
But the thing is, and I forgot exactly where I was going, so that's okay. Never mind.
Okay.
That's okay.
It'll come back to me. It's a senior moment. What can I tell you?
We have a few of those. Wait. I forgot the big story. We forgot the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
I did want to mention that.
Well, yeah.
You've got to wonder. Here, you know, and there's reason to be concerned. But what, there's only dozens of cases in the United States so far? No one has died in the United States. Out of 1.5 billion Chinese, only a couple thousand have died. You realize President Trump, I don't know if you saw his press conference, 30 to 60,000 Americans die every year from the flu!
Yeah.
From the flu! And this disease has... They've said, I've heard, both 98 and 99% survival rate. If you're treated, you're going to live. It's 98, 99%. You just got to be treated. It's like a flu. Now, it's to be taken seriously. You don't want to let it spread. You don't want to go untreated.
It's hard to know exactly to believe.
So are they lying? The Democrats are lying about this and trying to create a disaster? Trying to panic the country.
I don't know.
Panic the.
You got Nancy Pelosi, though.
The stock market. Trying to spook the stock market.
One thing to hurt Trump with.
To hurt Trump because they know the economy and they're going, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The coronavirus, we can hurt the stock market, slow down the economy. Ooh.
Yep.
Maybe the coronavirus is our ticket.
But I don't know. I mean, it's still a disease. It's science. It's like, how do you know who to believe?
You
got to
take it seriously. Yeah. But still, I mean, more people die from the flu so far. So I don't know. You got to watch that. And I thought it was really funny that AOC said Pence is not qualified to lead the coronavirus because he literally doesn't believe in science. And I'm thinking, you're a barmaid.
She is.
What are you qualified to?
Why do they keep letting her talk?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, the barmaid from Brooklyn says you're not qualified, Mr. President. You've been what, a governor and a congressman, but you're not qualified to do anything.
Right, right, exactly.
So I've got it from Brooklyn, so I needed to get that. But I thought he did a very good job in the press conference. I mean, it looks like they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They're taking a lot of measures. They're closing down the border, which now it's kind of funny. Some of them are going, a wall's kind of a good idea right now, isn't it?
Right.
we keep that corona
out.
Keep that corona out.
After all.
Maybe that's what, and that's what they need to do. He needs to call it the new coronavirus wall.
Yeah,
exactly.
And he can get more funding for it. Look, the Democrats were opening up the checkbook.
Oh, they want to spend the money.
He should have said, "I'll take that $8.5 billion, and we'll use it for part of the big mask we put on the southern border."
That's right. That's right.
That was a good thing.
Superdelegates. That's what I was thinking about. Superdelegates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, and they talked about that the superdelegates are overwhelmingly against Bernie.
Of course.
And they can be bought.
They're
the superdelegates can be bought.
They're elitists.
Mm-hmm.
So the party of the people is actually super elitists. Y'all
yes.
focusing on something over there. I don't
well,
know what
somebody texted
well,
in something some I'm of trying text. To read. China blow...
Biowarfare.
I can't. Oh my God! Now I see it. China biowarfare lab could have caused the corona. There is some theories out there that maybe they did it. I don't know. But anyway, are we almost out of time?
Almost out of time. Yep.
All right. Don't forget our guest Jerry Carl. Go to Jerry Carl for Congress.
Jerry Carl for Congress. That's correct.
Go there and find out
and
vote next.
Vote on Tuesday.
Vote on Tuesday.
Sample
and tune
ballot.
In next
it's on
week.
Our page.
Don't forget the live coverage by Sean. And Jeff Poor, the real political pundits.
And Robert Kennedy Jr. will be sitting in as well. And we'll
Robert Kennedy gets to come, but I don't get to come?
Come on by.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I know where I stand. Well, just make sure you vote. See what happens, and you can call in. We'll rehash the whole thing next week. Make sure you go out and vote. No on Amendment 1. And, honey, it's time to come home.